1 verses 18 to 25. Joseph accepts Jesus as his son. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to marry to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So we've been thinking a little bit, haven't we, about gifts. And today we celebrate this incredible gift, the gift of this tiny baby 2,000 plus years ago. But what are we meant to do with it? I don't know about you, but a 2,000-year-old baby wasn't on my Christmas list. Anyone else? Maybe not. But this Jesus, this tiny baby, was the most precious, the most amazing gift that you could ever wish to receive. Now, are there Bibles in the pews at the moment? I think there are, yes. So if you've got a Bible there, -2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. First one to find it, put their hand up, I'll bring you a microphone, and if you're happy to read it out. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. This talks about gift. Here we go. Very keen back here.
"Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift."
Wow. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. His indescribable gift. That's what Jesus is. Indescribable gift to us. In some versions it says, "Thanks be to God for his gift too wonderful for words," or for his unspeakable gift, or his priceless gift. I don't know when you're opening your presents this morning, whether you opened something and said, "Wow, that's amazing. That's indescribable. That's just incredible. Too wonderful for words." Well, Paul, the Apostle Paul is writing this. He has this wow moment. Now, actually, if you were to read 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 around that bit, he's actually trying to sort out the church's financial problems. And he's having words of the Corinthian Christians saying, you know, you need to be a bit more generous with your giving. But in the midst of all of this, all of a sudden he's struck down with wonder and amazement. And he says, "Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift, this precious gift." And he reminds people in that, and reminds us in that, that God is more generous than we can ever be. And there's a few things about this gift that make it special, aren't there? The fact that this was a long-awaited gift. The Jews had been waiting for the promised Messiah for centuries. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not very good at waiting. I get quite impatient at times. But here, now, after all this time, all these centuries, the Messiah, the Anointed One, was born. And not in a way that was expected by people. And then there were the amazing circumstances. The virgin birth, the angels singing, bringing messages, the backstreet stable. This was no ordinary birth. And then think about who the baby would become. Jesus, the man. Jesus, the healer. Jesus, the life giver. Jesus, the teacher. Jesus, the friend. Jesus, the savior. And his willingness to die that we might live. In fact, his greatest gift to us came with his death. But first we needed his birth. So no wonder Paul was getting really carried away with his attempt to sum up what it meant. To say that God is infinitely more generous than our most generous relation or friend. And he wants us to enjoy that precious gift, doesn't he? To get to know him better every day as we seek to live for him. In Jesus, God showed up and he continues to show up in our lives today. And so we can proclaim this morning and every day, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Now, if you're on in the pews in these two middle sections, you will find that there are one or two baubles on the pew, or just behind you or in front of you. Now, the idea is there's one per group, so one per family group, or if you come with a friend, or if you're on your own, then do take one. So if the groups in the middle can grab one and a pencil that's there, and then the leftovers from the middle sections, if you can be generous and share those with people on the outsides, and also if Andy can take a few up to the balcony as well. And you'll have a pen with each little bauble. And I just want you to think for a few moments about this phrase, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And as a group who've come together, whether it's family or friends, we may even want to team up with someone else, just think, what is my response to this indescribable gift? And just get each person in your little group just to think of one word as to how they feel about God's precious gift, God's indescribable gift, and just write it on the front of that coloured piece of card that represents a bauble. So one word that describes how you feel, your response to God's indescribable gift. We're going to write something else on the back later on.